Let's get this set up for you.
Good morning. My name is Lauren Rosenberg, and as Oscar mentioned, I work at the Council of State and Territorial Epidemiologist National Office. And today I'll be talking about the C4 guidelines, guidelines for Foodborne Disease Outbreak Response Toolkit. I have no financial relationships to disclose. The Council to Improve Foodborne Outbreak Response, or C4, is a multidisciplinary working group that includes federal agencies and national professional organizations whose members are involved in foodborne disease outbreak response. C4 member organizations are represented on this slide. CSTE and NACHO, the National Association of County and City Health Officials, co-chair C4. C4 was convened to increase collaboration in order to reduce the burden of foodborne illness. The group was created to develop and share model programs and practices that facilitate the investigation and control of foodborne disease outbreaks and to improve performance and coordination in outbreaks. Despite efforts on many fronts, foodborne diseases continue to be a common cause of morbidity and mortality. Each year, an estimated 48 million foodborne illnesses occur, resulting in 128 hospitalizations and 3,000 deaths. Foodborne diseases also result in substantial healthcare costs. In 1997, it was estimated that foodborne illnesses cost upward of $35 billion in medical costs and lost productivity. And this estimate does not include the cost of investigating these illnesses or the cost of prevention and control efforts by local and state agencies. Outbreaks of foodborne diseases are also quite common. Based on CDC data, in 2007, approximately 1,097 outbreaks occurred, affecting a reported 21,000 people. Some of these outbreaks are multi-jurisdictional, which, because of the number of jurisdictions involved in their public visibility, have demonstrated the need for improved outbreak response. For example, in March 2009, a multi-state outbreak of E. coli 0157H7 infection was discovered. The outbreak was ultimately linked to a leading brand of refrigerated cookie dough, but the linkage to the source was not made public until mid-June, when the dough was recalled by the producer. By the time of the recall, the outbreak affected at least 76 people from 31 states, and although no one died, about half of the reported cases were hospitalized. Ensuring adequate capacity at all local, state, and federal levels is essential to detect foodborne disease outbreaks, to identify their sources quickly, and to implement timely control measures to limit morbidity and mortality. To improve the response to foodborne disease outbreaks, C4 convened a work group to develop comprehensive, consensus-based guidelines for foodborne disease outbreak response. The C4 guidelines for foodborne disease outbreak response were developed by a work group of experienced public health practitioners. The group represented epidemiology, environmental health, laboratory, and food regulation, and included representatives from the local, state, and federal levels. This document is based on existing guidelines and practices and went through multiple revisions with input from external reviewers and a public review process. The guidelines were released in 2009 and have been distributed to state and local EPIs, environmental health specialists, public health labs, and many others, and have been used in trainings and workshops across the country, and it's even been translated into Chinese. The C4 guidelines describe the major functions that should occur before and during an outbreak. The guidelines provide useful background information on these functions and the rationale for various activities. The guidelines describe a range of practices to improve foodborne disease outbreak response. They also have a chapter on performance indicators. These indicators are a means by which state and local health departments can evaluate the performance and determine the effectiveness of food safety programs. The guidelines are comprehensive, covering the gamut of outbreak response, but they are not standalone. Other sources of information are referenced that are important for food safety programs. As detailed as they are, they don't provide recommendations for implementing the recommendations. So given these challenges, implementation of the guidelines isn't always easy, and that's where the C4 toolkit comes in. The C4 toolkit is a process and set of supporting materials designed to help agencies and jurisdictions better understand their current foodborne disease outbreak response activities, become more familiar with the C4 guidelines and recommended practices, identify appropriate recommendations to improve performance, and make plans to implement those activities. The C4 toolkit was developed so that a multidisciplinary working group within a jurisdiction can improve their outbreak response activities. Use of the toolkit by a multidisciplinary team will provide a broader context for assessing a jurisdiction's current outbreak response and potential areas for improvement. The toolkit can also be used by staff focused on specific elements of outbreak response, by professional groups providing guidance or training to their members, or by individuals who act as champions for the cause who can get the process started for an agency. However, use of the toolkit with a group allows participants to become more familiar with the roles and responsibilities of each team member, facilitate their communications, and prompt team building, because knowing each other and understanding each other's roles prior to an outbreak is really critical for outbreak response and control to be effective. The hope is that the use of the toolkit will result in identification of C4 recommendations that are most appropriate for your agency or jurisdiction, prioritization of those recommendations so as not to overwhelm your existing resources, designation of a lead person to take responsibility for implementing each recommendation, and agreement on an action plan and a timeline to increase the likelihood that changes will occur. For the C4 toolkit process, outbreak response activities have been divided into smaller pieces called tracks. The tracks have correspond to the four major chapters of the C4 guidelines, and each track has been further divided into focus areas. Here's a listing of the focus areas: relationships, necessary resources, communications, notification and complaint systems, pathogen-specific surveillance, initial steps, epi investigation, environmental health investigation, lab investigation, control of source at implicated facility, food recall, and control of secondary spread. These focus areas cover the most critical aspects of outbreak response that are likely to be common to most jurisdictions and outbreaks. The focus areas are bite-sized chunks of outbreak response that will allow users to systematically examine their current foodborne disease outbreak response activities. The toolkit includes the following components: an overview document to brief decision makers about the toolkit, including the goals, the target audience, and the approach, detailed instructions, worksheet, a sample worksheet to demonstrate how to complete the pages, a list of tips for facilitators, high-level crosswalks between three national quality assurance initiatives and the C4 guidelines to illustrate bridges between these initiatives and the C4 guidelines, and finally, a participant evaluation form to provide feedback on the toolkit. The approach of the C4 toolkit is logical and simple. After preparations are made, such as choosing participants and assembling relevant documents, participants prioritize the focus areas to reflect those that are most important to their agency or jurisdiction in need of improvement. This will allow users to focus their efforts and make the best use of their time. The users then concentrate on the priority areas during the remainder of the process. For each prioritized focus area, toolkit users will first describe current activities and procedures in each focus area. Second, outline C4 recommendations to address targets. And third, outline steps to implement high-priority C4 recommendations. To guide users through these steps, a series of worksheets have been developed. Here's a quick look at a few of the worksheets, and I'll go into each one in more detail. Each focus area begins with a broad goal for the focus area, as well as keys to success. And keys to success are activities, relationships, and resources that are believed to be critical to achieving success in a focus area. After the focus area is introduced with the goals and keys to success, the first step is to describe your current activities and procedures in this area, considering the keys to success on the previous page. And users are asked to check the box on the right if the activity or procedure needs work to improve outbreak response. The second step is to prioritize C4 recommendations to identify needed improvements. Having already identified activities and procedures in need of improvement in step one, users are then asked to review the C4 recommendations related to the focus area and rate their priority on a scale of 1 to 5. Each recommendation is taken from a section of the C4 guidelines, and the section number is included and also hyperlinked in the electronic document. The final third step is to make plans to implement the selected C4 recommendations. For each recommendation selected in step two, users are asked to identify who should take the lead in implementing the recommendation and the time frame for implementation. And this is to ensure that high priority recommendations have an action plan. So CSTE funded 19 sites in spring of this year to conduct trainings on the C4 guidelines using the toolkit. The 19 sites included 14 states, 2 county-based areas, and 3 urban areas. Each site conducted a multidisciplinary training using the toolkit to identify recommendations from the guidelines to implement. An evaluation form and summary report were required upon completion of the training. The trainings took place between April and September of 2011. 876 people participated in the state-based training. 313, or 36%, were environmental health specialists. 192, or 22%, were epidemiologists. And 115, or 13%, were public health nurses. And this other category included administrators, communications professionals, and representatives from areas like the Department of Education, the Department of Corrections, Indian Health Service, and a wide range of other areas. All of the trainings used the guidelines in the toolkit, and other standard components included an introduction to the C4, to the guidelines and to the toolkit, having a dedicated facilitator and recorder, and the completion of an evaluation form. However, the types of trainings vary quite widely. Some sites conducted a one-day training, while others conducted multiple-day trainings or regional trainings. Sites completed anywhere between 3 and 12 focus areas, most commonly relationships, communications, epidemiology investigations, or necessary resources. In their evaluation forms, many sites reported needing to make similar improvements such as better communication, better coordination, more training, more post-outbreak debriefs or after-action reports, using standardized forms, and utilizing written protocols. Many of the sites also reported wanting to implement similar recommendations from the C4 guidelines, such as Chapter 3, Planning and Preparation, Chapter 5, Investigation of Clusters and Outbreaks, and Chapter 6, Control Measures. The sites appreciated the opportunity to conduct the trainings and to learn about their jurisdiction's outbreak response activities. One site said that they consider themselves to be ahead of the curve, but that staff roles needed to be better defined in an outbreak investigation. Another said that utilizing the toolkit to guide a review of current practices was very valuable. They learned that they are doing a lot of things right, but also learned that standardization of foodborne outbreak detection and response practices statewide would be helpful and could be improved. A third site said that enabling all of the jurisdictions to send representatives from multiple disciplines allowed for excellent networking opportunities and face-to-face discussions. All participants learned a lot, and local health jurisdictions have developed various strategies to enhance outbreak response. Finally, another site said that having the opportunity to get together and talk about current practices and needed improvements was very helpful. CSDE is funding two additional sites, Kansas and Pennsylvania, to conduct trainings at the end of this year, and we hope that additional trainings will take place in early 2012. The C4 toolkit is now available at the C4 and CST websites, and we also have hard copies available at our booth in the exhibit hall, which include a CD-ROM. So I encourage those of you involved in foodborne disease outbreak response to pick up a copy and think about using the toolkit to implement the C4 guidelines for foodborne disease outbreak response. Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren. One of the things we probably would do for the sake of time, we'll entertain two questions now and after each speaker has had an opportunity to present his or her talk, then we'll open the floor for more questions. So are there any questions? Yes.
Well, I think that overall the C4 guidelines provide sort of best practices, and so I'm not sure that there are. So, for example, there isn't a standard form that we recommend that everyone use. Just because jurisdictions vary so widely, it's really hard to recommend one specific form. But actually, the C4 website has a clearinghouse that has a number of recommended tools that jurisdictions can upload themselves. So you might take a look at that. But we sort of recommend the general practice of developing a standardized form within a particular jurisdiction, like a state, for example, to better, you know, standardize the interview, for example. Remind me of your first question again. Data sharing, great. Thank you. No, I don't believe so, although I have to look more closely at them to give you a better answer. So if you wouldn't mind seeing me after, I would be happy to look at the actual book with you more closely.